According to a memo AFSCME confirms was written by the union's director, Henry Bayer, most state and university employees will have to put 2% of their pensions toward healthcare premiums starting in July. The next year, they'll have to pay 2% more. Retirees who are eligible for Medicare will pay less, 1% this summer, then 1% more in 2014. The deal's part of AFSCME's latest contract agreement, which, if approved, will also reportedly require current workers to pay more for health care. In the memo, Bayer says the health care costs retirees will have to pay are dramatically less than what the Quinn administration had proposed. All state and university retirees, whether they were in AFSCME or not, are subject to the terms agreed to by the union. Longtime state workers have not had to pay any health insurance premiums, but a new state law strips them of that benefit. A lawsuit challenging its constitutionality is ongoing. I'm Amanda Vinicky.